Now, my beloved, again the picture. I am trying to teach. You must learn. A tragedy, if you be not teachable. Then the picture again, very clearly in the mind, of the fourth of the eight key breaths, the perfection breath. Now this breath is also breathed standing, the posture that of the revitalizing breath. Now at the command position, we bring the arms up level with the shoulders, clenching the fists, thumbs up, and a feeling of power in the arms and the fists. It is a great lock. Then we exhale. We slowly inhale. We retain the breath. And at the command, swing number one, we swing the arms outward from the shoulders, forming the body into a cross, and then return to the first position, fists clenched in front. In all, we make three such swings, returning each time to the first position. Then we exhale vigorously. We then take in a little breath, and we then relax completely, coming right down, preparing ourselves to listen to the voice in the affirmation. Now, my beloved, you must notice that we keep the elbows straight throughout the swings. You will note also that in the swings, the arms are kept on a level with the shoulders. They are not brought back behind the body so as to throw the body off balance. The swings are rhythmic, controlled. There is no hesitation at any point. Now, for the perfection breath, then, we stand, we turn to the left. Coming well out. Now instantaneously into the posture. Measure with your eyes. Feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, buttocks. The body pulled up to its full stature. The shoulders dropped. The arms and the hands tensed to the same degree as are the legs and the feet. Now, position. Splendid. First, the thought. Now, all together, we exhale. Now, I'm taking in life. 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 Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Be sure. Now we get ready. Swing number one. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides. We exhale. And now we relax. Entirely coming right down. As I prepare myself to think the greatest thought I ever shall be able to think, whatever the Creator is, I am differentiated from all other life forms in this universe. I am the Creator in human form. The Creator is right here, right in the heart of me, right in the mind of me, right in the substance of me, right in the being of me. Reveal thyself, O Lord of my life.
O Lord of the Eternal, Thou that art the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever, come, I wait, I listen, I am still, I watch within me, and now I will to see the Creator at work within the temple, as feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, slowly and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I sit down quietly. Let us continue and not grow weary. As we now get the mental picture, oh, how beautiful, of the vibromagnetic breath, the fifth in the eight key breaths, the first truly electrical breath. Now the posture exactly the same as the revitalizing breath. We exhale, we inhale, we lock the breath with a big sniff, and then, retaining the breath, we slowly bring the arms forward and upward, keeping the tension, the arms being parallel, elbows straight, palms facing each other inward. Now then, there is a series of three swings in as near a circle as possible. One, two, three, and then we return to the original position, the arms at the sides. We then exhale. We inhale gently. We relax completely as we prepare to listen to the voice in the affirmation that follows this vibromagnetic breath. Now, my beloved, as well as we can do it, let everything go out of your mind, let everything go out of your heart. You're entirely permeated with this magic breath. So, for the vibromagnetic breath, we stand, we turn to the left. Now, instantaneously, the posture. Feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, snap back, the buttocks, the body pulled up to its full stature, the shoulders dropped, the arms and the hands tensed to the same degree as are the legs and the feet. Fingers touching, thumbs well out. Now, first, the thought. You're pulling that switch. You fear not. You gladly enter the light. First, the thought. Now, all together, we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Splendid. Keep it going. Life. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Now we get ready. Be the master. Swing number one. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides. We exhale. And now we relax entirely. And now I'm thinking of the loveliest thing I have ever known. The loveliest thing I have ever known. There it comes before my mind. That beautiful picture, perhaps from the long ago, perhaps from the far away. But there it stands perfectly clearly delineated before my mind, as if it happened but a moment ago. I thank thee, Lord, for my memory. I thank thee that I am able to bring back from the vault of the past any beautiful thing that is in my memory. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing shall enter my memory, no idea of negation of whatsoever kind, no idea of disease, decay, senility, old age, disappointment, doubt, failure, death. Nothing shall enter my memory but that which is in unison with all good. And my own very highest conception of truth. And there I see the whole conduct of man. There I see my whole conduct. And so I will that picture shall be lost again in the absorption of my being. As feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, I cannot contain it. My light is embraced. Slowly and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down without coming out. Now, my beloved, let us excel. Let us fear nothing. Preferably not having anything touching your spine. Now, into heaven together. I'm feeling out to the right. I'm feeling out toward my right-hand neighbor. And there comes that beautiful vibration taking me away to the right, to the right, to the right. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea, to the right. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space, to the right. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life. The origin of life. The current of life. The life current within me in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe in the positive center of my willpower. Now, no thinking, my beloved, all feeling, feeling to the right. Just let the body go to sleep. You keep awake in feeling only. Just let the body do what it wants to do. I am developing prana
in the positive center of my willpower. And now, I stop the current. I reverse the current. I'm feeling to the left. And there it comes again, that beautiful vibration, taking me away to the left, to the left, to the left. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea to the left. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space to the left. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life. The origin of life. The current of life. The life current within me. In the negative center of my willpower. To the left. To the left. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe in the negative center of my willpower. To the left. To the left. Now, ever so tenderly, I stop the current, and I'm feeling downward. There it comes, from the top of my head, down, down, down to the tips of my toes, then up around in front, like a great wheel of golden light, coming down, 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 then up around again, and I see that great light, and I bring it down, cleansing, cleansing, cleansing. The soles of my feet. The Creator is within me, looking out on the universe through my eyes, listening to the sounds of the universe through my ears, thinking the thought of the universe through my mind, issuing the sounds of the universe through my throat. Purify thou my throat. The Creator is within me, doing the work of the universe through my hands. The Creator is within me, expressing through me. Whatever the Creator is, I am. I am perfect. Perfect. As He, as it, that which I know, that which I feel within me is perfect. I am perfect mind in a perfect body.
I am that I am, that I feel that I am. Om Mani Padme. The body is in a liquid state, seemingly going in all directions, wheels within wheels. But I, seated triumphant within the citadel of my own spirit, mind crystally clear, and so I bring that light again to the top of my head, and I bring it down with a slightly pressing sensation downward, to be met by a slightly resisting sensation upward, as altogether we bring it down, not missing one cell in the body, soles of my feet, and I see my whole body. I feel that I see. I see that I feel my whole body. This wide universe to be full of light, light, light. The light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now I will fan the living flame that brings the light, as feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, slowly and a long, deep, inward sinking, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh, and I wake up quietly, my beloved. Go and tell no man. Have no tongue. Until it is grown, disturb it not. I cannot overemphasize to you the need of watching your tongue, the need of resting in it, resting in the law. Just as a flower, you put a slip into the ground and it rests. And then all the magic, oh, everything that is magical appears within a month, doesn't it? Oh,
great is God.